Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio. Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
It's EV News briefly for Thursday, September 4th. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes. If you haven't got time for the full podcast today, Patreon supporters go ad-free, fund the show, and be part of the EV News Daily community. Click on the link in the show notes if you'd like to find out more. Audi are channeling the TT. They're not resurrecting the TT, I'll be clear. The Audi Concept C does, though, channel the design of the TT. It's a two-seater sports car. The batteries are mounted midships, like a mid-engine, for balance. Yeah, same fundamental, same platform as the Porsche Electric 718, you would think. They say that this will be made in 2027. And it's the first car previewing Audi's new design language. This thing looks stellar, by the way. LG are going to supply Mercedes-Benz future electric vehicles, new $10 billion deal, which takes them through to 2037 for cell supply of Mercedes-Benz in Europe and North America. Volvo's EX60 gets a date for the diary. EX60 is the electric XC60. 21st of January, if you're interested, they'll unveil it in Stockholm. This is important, not just because the XC60 is a big seller, because the XC60 is the biggest selling Volvo, not just now, of all time, of all Volvo. And going electric, it has to be good, it has to work. They're targeting 435 miles of range, or 700 kilometers, on a new platform, not a Geely shared thing like the EX30 or the Polestars that have had software issues that needed tweaking after they were first released. Volvo say this is 100% Volvo. I wonder if they're saying that because they've had some pushback. They're worried about things like Chinese shared platform influence, the kind of core Volvo buyer. I wonder. Volkswagen is going back to names. Hallelujah. We've talked about it for years on the podcast. They used to have e-Golfs and e-Ups, and it was brilliant because Volkswagen has some of the best names in the business. And they threw it all away by having ID1s and ID2s and ID3s. And so the ID2 All is being renamed to the Polo, which is brilliant. I think they'll still call it the ID Polo because, you know, big companies can never admit they were wrong. So they're going to keep the ID branding floating around. I say be big, be bold. Just call it the Polo. And it happens to have batteries or an engine. Who cares? But hey, that's why I'm not the CEO of Volkswagen, am I? That's what I would do. They're amazing names. But they're going to do that with all their future EDV. So ID Golf, ID Passat, ID Tiguan. That makes a lot of sense. Norway EVs in August. What's the number? It's big. It's 97% pure BEV. I mean, we can just stop reporting the Norway numbers right now. Surely? No, I love doing it. But they're basically there, because that's not even with plug-in hybrids included as well. That's 97% of the new car market, pure BEV. Number one seller, by the way, Tesla Model Y. And boy, do Tesla need some good news at the minute. They'll take that win all day. Ford are going to make a plug-in hybrid version of the Ranger MSRT. MS means Mot M Sport. M Sport is the rally bit, their partner of Ford. And RT means road technology. So MSRT, Ford Ranger, plug-in hybrid, a teeny-weeny battery though, 12 kilowatt hours, 40 miles of electric range, that's rubbish. The new Chevy Bolt interior has been spied. I mean, this is just a big old refresh like you would expect the modern GM to look, like an Equinox, really. So some of the bugbears of the earlier Bolts, all gone, and a modern GM look inside. The spy photographer also got the display showing 194 miles of range at 100%. This has got to be a test vehicle, though. They are definitely going to ship that vehicle with more than that range. They have to. It's so much less than the old outgoing Bolt. Tesla shares their new Master Plan 4 with a very high level thinking of where they want Tesla to go as a sustainable company. Toyota will build a factory in Europe to make their first Europe-targeted pure BEV. It's going to be made in the Czech Republic. And congratulations to Škoda, the next company that gets the UK government grant money. Eligible trims, nearly all of them, of the little Škoda L-Roc get the money. That's briefly.